been stripped of and forced to reinvent like the Hollywood stars her parents represented. "This will be good," she sighed. Here, she could get her bearings, figure out what she wanted to do with the rest of her life, and bury Catherine Moore, a woman she never much cared for anyway. That's why she'd chosen the ranch over her native Los Angeles, a city that traded in role-playing. On Dry Creek, she could be herself again. But first, she had to find out who that was. Even before she'd become Catherine, she'd been searching for so long, traveling the world, joining up with any movement or group that caught her fancy, and falling for men who played her like a chess piece. "That's what got me into trouble in the first place." She let out another sigh and continued to stare out over the mountains. Tap, tap. Her head jerked up to find a man leaning over the side of a horse, knocking on her car window. Angie reached for the can of pepper spray she kept in her glove box, then chided herself for being ridiculous. He was probably a ranch hand. She unrolled her window a crack, letting in a rush of cold air.
"You lost?"
He pulled down the brim of his cowboy hat to keep from squinting into the sun.
"The shops and restaurants are that way."
He pointed in the direction of her late grandfather's old barn.
"Actually, I'm looking for Sawyer Dalton's house."
She hadn't been here. Well, it had to be at least 6 or 7 years. Not since Christmas, when Grandpa Dalton was still alive and everyone gathered at the ranch to celebrate holidays. The cowboy straightened in his saddle. He was tall, over 6 feet, judging by the size of his horse and the length his legs had to travel until his boots rested in a tooled set of stirrups. Broad, too, like he spent a lot of time lifting hay bales. His face was sun-worn, and there were crinkles around his eyes that made him look like he was smiling even when he wasn't. But it was his eyes, a rich mahogany that reminded Angie of good leather.
"He expecting you?"
His voice was a deep rumble with a hint of a drawl. Not Texas, but definitely not California. Somewhere west, though. She considered the question. There was no short way to answer it, so she lied.
"He is."
He leaned down again, giving Angie the impression that he was dubious. One look at her Dalton blue eyes, the unusual color of cobalt, and his expression changed.
"About a mile past that copse of trees and the big ranch house on the right. Continue up the hill until you see what used to be a barn and now looks like something architectural. That's Sawyer and Gina's place."
Angie smiled to herself. Leave it to Sawyer to reinvent one of Grandpa Dalton's livestock buildings.
"Thank you."
She started to close her window.
"I'm Ted. My friends call me Tough."
He stuck out his hand and she opened the window wider to shake it.
"I'm Cav... Angela," she said, letting her name, her real name, linger on her tongue, reveling in the taste of it, the taste of freedom. "My friends call me Angie. Angie Dalton."
"Welcome to Dry Creek Ranch, Miss Dalton."
He tipped his hat. She watched him ride away, then pulled off the shoulder, back onto the road. As she passed the ranch house, she considered stopping. There'd been so many happy times in the wonderful Rambler when her grandparents were alive. Now she knew her cousin Jace and his family lived there. Even from a distance, she'd kept tabs on the doings of the ranch and on the Daltons. She would see Jace later. First, Sawyer. Angie had missed her family with an ache so painful, there were times she thought she would die from it. Most of all, she had missed her brother. Sawyer had never stopped searching for her. He'd never stopped believing in her. And because of that, she'd never stopped believing in herself. The cowboy, Tough, had been right. She parked alongside a Range Rover, killed the engine, and stared up at what used to be a hayloft. She, Sawyer, and their cousins had spent many a summer up there playing hide-and-seek. Architectural glass now covered the once weathered wooden windows, and two large industrial-style barn lamps flanked each side of the building. The old hay elevator was still there, but other than the cows that dotted the distant fields, no livestock was in sight. The barn had been transformed.